Log date, October 30th, 2077. It's been about a week since the bombs dropped. I'm still not sure what happened. What went wrong? I was promised a team of scientists and researchers, as well as dozens of willing volunteers to act as test subjects. I never thought it would come to this. That a nuclear war would actually break out. But it did. Now, the future of humanity may depend on this crazy experiment. I received the alert to come here and prepare the serum for testing. But when I arrived, I discovered that the shelter was completely empty. Well, maybe not completely empty. The animal test subjects all seemed to be in good spirits. Very happy, healthy, and well-fed. In fact, there seems to be enough food and supplies in this massive fallout shelter for several people to survive for decades. But that's the problem. There aren't any people. It's just me and the dogs. The door shut automatically the moment the bombs started dropping, and I haven't received any word from the outside since. I keep hoping that someone, anyone, will try to make contact with me. Someone has to know that I'm down here, right? Okay, get it together, girl. It's been a week and still nothing. No scientists, no volunteers, just me. Can't keep putting it off any longer. If I really am the only one left, then completing this project is more important now than ever before. For the sake of humanity, I have to succeed. My name is Dr. J. Wilde, and I'm the lead scientist. Well, I guess I'm the only scientist researching this highly classified experiment designed to test a serum capable of dramatically increasing human intelligence. The serum enhances the subject's cognitive abilities, as well as their capacity to store and retain knowledge, creating a new breed of super-intelligent beings who will be vital in restarting the world in the event of a total societal collapse. And from what I can tell, that very well may be the case. However, before we, or rather I, move up to humans, I have procured 6 male dogs of various breeds who will act as my animal subjects. Once injected with the serum, I will test the subjects' cognitive abilities, as well as monitor their growth and development over the coming weeks. I will also analyze their blood and semen samples for any irregularities. A group of human volunteers were also meant to be injected with the serum, provided the initial tests were successful. However, since I am the only one available at this time, it may be up to me to take the role of human test subject. I'm preparing to administer the serum as I speak. I will monitor the dog's conditions and report back with my findings in a few days. Hopefully, everything will go well. But considering everything that's happened over the last few days, I don't want to get my hopes up. This is Dr. J. Wilde signing off. Log date, November 13th, 2077. It's been 2 weeks since I began administering the serum. So far, the tests have been going well. I've noticed a steady rise in the dog's cognitive abilities and have not observed any negative side effects whatsoever. The dogs all seem to be very happy and energetic, especially when I'm around. They're all very affectionate and very loving animals. They're especially affectionate when it's time for me to collect their semen samples. Oh, one minor note. I have noticed a small change in both the quantity and concentration of their semen compared to last week. Not only has the volume of their samples increased slightly since our experiment began, but their sperm counts have all gone up by a noticeable amount. This may only be a temporary change, but I will keep monitoring for any other physical abnormalities just to be safe. In other news? There really isn't any. I haven't heard anything from the outside world. I have no idea what's going on out there. For all I know, I might be the only one left. No, I shouldn't think like that. There are plenty of other shelters all over the country, plenty of survivors waiting for the all-clear signal. But that just makes the work I'm doing more important than ever before. For the future of our society, this experiment must succeed. And I need to do everything in my power to make it succeed. Until next time, this is Dr. J. Wilde signing off. Log date, November 27th, 2077. I've decided to move forward with the experiment and begin human testing. By that, I mean I've injected myself with the serum. I know it may seem like I'm rushing things, but all the tests so far have been outstanding. There have been no problems whatsoever, and I've noticed a sharp increase in the subject's intelligence. Besides, I cannot afford to just wait here, dragging my feet as society crumbles around me. When those doors finally open, my research will be vital in creating a brand new world. I must be ready for it. Ever since I gave myself the injection, I've felt fantastic. I've been filled with all of this extra energy. I often find myself jogging throughout the shelter in my spare time, or simply playing with the dogs when I get bored. Like I said, they are very energetic and incredibly affectionate. One of the dogs, who I've named Rex, even started to lick my cheek when I was collecting his sample yesterday. It was so adorable. He's such a sweet boy. And the way he throbs in my hand whenever I jerk his doggy cock is just... Sorry. I don't know why I just said that. It was completely inappropriate, and I'm not sure what came over me. Sorry. What was I saying? Oh, right. Overall, the experiment appears to be going well, and I will continue to monitor the dogs in case there are any irregularities. This is Dr. J. Wilde, signing off. Log date, December 11th, 2077. Honestly, I don't know what to do with all of this excess energy sometimes. It's been so long since I had any human company, and I'm starting to get needs. I've been doing all I can to satisfy my needs on my own, but they appear to be getting more and more intense. In fact, I spent the better part of yesterday night in my room furiously masturbating with a dildo, but no matter what I did, the urge to touch myself would not go away. It was only after I masturbated myself unconscious did my craving finally subside. Now that I think about it, all of my senses have become more intense since I first injected myself. My vision seems to be getting sharper. My hearing has improved. My senses of taste and smell have also gotten stronger, and maybe it's all in my head, a result of being isolated down here for so long, but it's possible that the serum has somehow enhanced my body as well as my mind. As for the animals, things seem to be going okay. The dogs have been really energetic for the past few weeks, constantly running around and exploring while I'm doing my research, occasionally walking in to nuzzle my legs or try to get me to play with them. Between the six of them, it's sometimes difficult to keep up. Good thing I have all this extra energy or else I wouldn't be able to control them. There was one strange incident that occurred a few days ago. While I was changing clothes after a workout, Rex came into my room and, well, he tried to jump on me, right as I was bending over. I guess he was being a little extra playful, but the thing is, I could have sworn that I locked the door before I started getting undressed. I guess the lock on my door must be broken. Other than that, everything seems to be going well. Oh, the volume and the sperm count of the dog's semen has continued to increase steadily, but I don't think that's any cause for alarm. I've also noticed a slight increase in the size of their penises. Rex appears to be the largest, growing to about 7 inches in length. It's really quite impressive, and I believe it will require further examination as the experiment goes on. Overall, despite a few behavior issues, there doesn't seem to be any issues with the experiment. This is Dr. J. Wilde, over and out. Log date. December 25th, 2077. It's been 4 weeks since I first injected myself with the serum, and something is definitely wrong. I've started to get these hot flashes every couple of hours, and it's gotten so bad sometimes I can't even sleep at night. It seems to get worse whenever I'm near the dogs, and the dogs. Oh, God. I don't know how to explain it. But whenever I'm near them, my heart starts beating uncontrollably, my body starts to sweat and shake, and lately, when I'm trying to collect their semen, I have my hands wrapped around their dog cocks. Just the feeling of their fat, doggy cocks throbbing in my tiny hands is enough to make my pussy wet. Speaking of cocks, fuck. It seems like every day their cocks just get bigger and bigger. Rex is almost a foot long when fully erect, and the others are all close to 10 inches. And when they come, Jesus Christ, it's like a goddamn fire hose. And their sperm counts have all tripled since the experiment began. If those dogs were to take a bitch right now, there is no doubt in my mind they would impregnate her on her first try. And for some reason, the thought of that really excites me. I don't know what's happening to me, but whenever I go to collect a sample from them, I have to fight the urge to get down on my hands and knees and take their cocks into my mouth. I've started having dreams about sucking dog cock, about getting mounted and fucked like a bitch in heat, about their dog cum flooding my fertile womb and getting me. No, I have to stay focused. This experiment is necessary for the survival of mankind. I can't stop now. I must keep going. I mean, how much worse can it get? This is Dr. J. Wild. End log. Log date, January 8th, 2078. I just finished a new test on the dog's blood and semen, and I've made a shocking discovery. The serum, it's mutating the animal's genetic code. It's turning them into some kind of hybrid species. I tested myself in order to compare, and the serum has begun to mutate me as well. According to my research, the dogs and I have become genetically compatible, which means we are capable of breeding. This shouldn't be possible. The serum is only supposed to increase the subject's intelligence, not mutate them into some kind of human-animal monstrosity. This isn't what I wanted. They told me I would be creating a new breed of super-intelligent beings who would be vital in restarting the world, and is this what they had in mind? For me to become some kind of breeding slave to these animals? No. No, this can't be right. I'm a human being, for God's sake, not some bitch for a dog to fuck. I have to stay in control. I have to. Log date, January 22nd, 2078. I had to lock the dogs back in their cages today. Earlier, when I was trying to take Rex's sample, I was just staring at that magnificent dog cock of his when suddenly he jerked forward. And the next thing I knew, his cock was in my mouth. I don't even know what happened. One minute I was collecting a sample, and the next minute I was sucking on his big, beautiful doggy dick. Oh, God. Just thinking about how good it felt in my mouth. How good his pre-cum tasted. How good his balls smelled as I bobbed my head up and down on his shaft. It makes me want to touch myself as I'm recording this. But before he could come down my throat, I pulled away and dragged him and the other dogs back to their cages. I could tell Rex was really upset with me, but I just couldn't go through with it. I just couldn't. If I let him finish inside me, if I let him come down my throat or cover my face and chest in his cum, that would be the end for me. He would have marked me as his forever. I wouldn't be able to call myself a scientist anymore, or even a human being. I would just be a bitch. His bitch. Forever. I couldn't allow that to happen. And so, I've decided to terminate the experiment immediately. In a few weeks, without the serum, both me and the dogs will revert back to normal. And then it should be safe to remove them from the cage and everything should go back to... What was that? Oh my God, how did you all get out? I thought I locked those cages. What are you doing? Stay away. Please. No, don't growl at me. Rex. Please. Don't. Oh, okay, okay. I'll get down on my hands and knees. Is this what you want? Oh, God. Oh, God, what are you doing? I can feel your nose between my legs. Are you smelling my... Oh, God, you can tell, can't you? You can tell that my pussy is wet for you. You and your big, fat, doggy cocks. Oh, fuck. I can't take it anymore. I don't care if I become this dog's bitch. In fact, I want it. I want this dog to fuck my defenseless pussy and pump all of his doggy cum deep inside me. Do you hear me, Rex? I surrender. I give in. I want to be a dog fucker. I want you to fuck me like a bitch in heat because that's what I am. That's what this serum has turned me into. I fucking love it. Yes. Yes, tear my panties off. That's a good boy. Don't let anything come between you and your goal. Oh, God, do it. Do it. Mount me. Stick that huge dog cock of yours inside my warm, wet, fertile pussy. Breed, my bitch cunt. Pump me full of your sperm. Give it to me. Oh, God. You're really doing it. Oh, Rex, you're really fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm being fucked by a dog. I'm bent over and let a dog fuck my dripping cunt, and it feels so good. Oh, God. Oh, God, why did I wait so long to do this? I should have gotten down on my hands and knees and let you fuck me on day one. Oh, if I knew it would feel this good, I would have submitted to you weeks ago. Oh, what's that? Oh, looks like the rest of the pack wants to join in as well. Come here, boys. There are plenty more holes for you all to fuck. Oh, God, yes. Your dog cocks taste fucking delicious. There's nothing better than sucking on two dog cocks at once while jerking off two more. Well, that makes five dog cocks. But what about the sixth one? Hey, did you just jump on my back? What are you... Oh, fuck. You just shoved your dog cock up my ass. Oh, shit. Jerking off two dogs, sucking off two dogs, and I have one dog cock in my pussy and another in my ass, and all my holes are being filled. Fuck. They fucking own me now, don't they? These dogs, they fucking own me. I'm their fucking bitch, and I will spend the rest of my life serving them. Pleasing them. Fucking their big, hard dog cocks. Oh my God, Rex. What is... Oh, shit. Oh, shit, is that your knot? Oh, fuck, it's so big. Please be careful, Rex. Please, you're gonna split me in half with that gigantic doggy knot of yours. Oh, shit. Am I really gonna let this happen? If I let that knot inside me, I'll be locked into Rex's huge fucking cock, unable to escape. I have no choice but to let you come inside me, to let you breed me and turn me into your fucking bitch in heat. Fuck. Oh, shit. I can feel your knot rubbing against my clit. It's so good. I've never felt anything like this. Oh, fuck. I can't take it anymore. Do it. Do it. Come inside my tight, wet pussy with your huge throbbing cock. Please. Please slam that cock into my cunt. Bury your knot deep inside me. Lock me in place so I have no hope of escape. I don't care what happens. I don't even care if you get me pregnant. Just... Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, it's inside me. Your fucking dog knot is deep inside me. been hurt so good. You've trapped me, Rex. You have me right where you want me. I couldn't escape even if I tried. Do it. Fill me up with your hot cum, please, Rex. I need it. Oh, fuck me like a bitch in heat. Claim me as yours. Breed me. Fuck me full of your cum and knock me up. God. Yes. That was fucking incredible. I can't believe you. Oh my god. You all want to turn at my pussy now, don't you? Wait, stop, I promise. You all get a turn, just be careful. No, don't jump up there, you're gonna break the recording. Log date. January, or is it February? March? Ugh, fuck it. I've been fucking my new doggy masters nonstop for the last few weeks. I don't even know what day it is. The only reason I don't have a dog cock inside me right now is they finally all managed to tire themselves out at the same time. Usually they take turns on me. Probably afraid I might try to run away, as if I would ever try to run from those magnificent dog cocks. I have two important pieces of information to report. First off, I'm happy to announce that the experiment was a complete and total success. I have succeeded in creating a new breed of super intelligent beings who will be vital in restarting the world. I just took a pregnancy test, and it is confirmed. I have been impregnated by one of the animal subjects. That's right. I'm officially a bred bitch. I'm not sure which one of them managed to knock me up, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was probably Rex. He was always the alpha of the group, and he pumped more cum inside of me than all the others combined. My second bit of good news is I managed to override some of the shelter's controls, and I was able to make contact with people from the outside. I've received a message from a group of survivors. Apparently they're a teacher and some students from a nearby all-women's college. I invited them to the shelter in order to help with my experiments. After all, these magnificent doggies are going to repopulate the world. They're going to need a lot more bitches to fuck. It's time to restart society. A new, better society, run by the powerful, big-dicked doggy masters and their submissive human bitches. I can't wait to get started. This is Dr. This is the breeding bitch, Jay Wild, signing off.